practice-wise today, guys, as far as injuries, guys that, you know, other than the guys that have been out, Tywan Jones wasn't able to go today, C.O. Moore, Latavius Murray, Jerron Kreiner, and Keenan Clayton. Again, you know, nothing season-threatening or anything like that. I don't expect the guys to miss a lot of time, but we got to get guys healthy. We got to get guys back out here. So those guys are missing a lot of time, and they're falling behind the more practices they miss, especially the young guys.
Coach, after breaking down film of Friday's game, what did you see from Tyler Wilson?
Well, I thought there at times I thought he did some good things. I thought he executed at times, but you know, still just a little bit of inconsistency there. As far as he had some accuracy issues, he had some issues, you know, just understanding where the protection was coming from. So he's a rookie like a lot of rookies. He's still got a long way to go, but Tyler's continuing to work, and I think it's a good competition that we got there between really him and McGloin.
Have you ever, I don't know if you've been asked this, but think about keeping four guys?
My focus right now is trying to get this football team better, and there'll be a point in time where we got to make those type of decisions.
When you look at Bryce Butler, yeah, he made two catches and he showcased some talent there, but, I mean, you need to see more than that, right? Like, what else do you need to see from
him? Oh, yeah, hey, absolutely. I mean, that's one game for a rookie. Right. You know what I mean? And so the challenge is, can he put another game on top of that? So he'll get another opportunity this week against the Saints, and see if he can, you know, stack one brick on top of another and continue to get better.
What areas has he gotten better at since he first came?
Well, I think his route running has gotten much improved as he's been out here working. You know, I mean, I think, listen, make no mistake about it, he's been a nice surprise. When you get a seventh round draft choice like that, who's really developed. That's a good thing to have, but at the same time, you know, I don't want him reading too much of his press clippings and start feeling too good about himself. He's still a rookie, still got a long way to go, but he's off to a nice start.
What are your thoughts on the offensive line? At what point do you have to have those five guys so they can be out there to?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the sooner we can get to that spot, the better we're going to be. But you know, again, I want to make sure that when we line up against the Indianapolis Colts, that we have the right five guys out there. So still an evaluation process. There's still a lot of competition to be had, and there's a lot of preseason games for us to look at it.
Which concern is Bryce Oswald? Is this still the ankle from last year, or is it something
else? Yeah, that's probably the biggest issue with Mike. And we gave him a day off today to get him some rest. I want to try to get him some rest and get him back healthy to where, you know, he's really got a chance to showcase what he can do.
Coach, you used the pistol formation and saw that around the league, a lot of teams in the division are going to be using that. It's obviously an advantage for you guys, or you wouldn't be using it. Talk about defending pistol and how challenges that.
Well, I mean, it's option responsibilities. So you got to be assignment perfect on every play, especially when you're playing against an athletic quarterback that can exploit those challenges when you don't fit everything up exactly right. So we've spent a good bit of time. It's nice, having a guy like Terrell Pryor on our team for our defense, you know, to have to defend against those things every day. So that's part of, you know, what we're trying to incorporate some, and I think it's benefiting both our offense and our defense.
Do you think there's a realistic shot for your starting defensive line to play on Friday? If so, or if not, how much of a setback is that to not have those front four playing together? Might be a better question.
Yeah, well, number one, it's too early to tell whether or not those guys will be able to play, you know, on Friday. But obviously, I want to get those guys out there and let them begin to work together. And they need the work, you know. I mean, it's hard to play this game without practicing. It's not a game where you can just, you know, line up on Friday night and think everything's going to be good to go. And even more so than that, it's not a game where you can just line up on Sundays and think everything's going to be perfect. So, you know, we need to get guys healthy. We need to get them out here, and we need to get them working.
Yeah, the setbacks to Watson and Sims were the same ones that injuries had before?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same issues. And, you know, like I said before, I mean, I think it's frustrating. It's frustrating to me. I know it's frustrating for them. You know, those are two guys that we're counting on, and we got to get them out here.
Coach, it's a minor, and it's not major.
Yeah, it's not anything that's going to, you know, put them on IR or anything like that. And I'm hoping that they'll be out here, so we'll see.
Coach. coach, after 8 months, how good did it feel to play a game and get out in front of the fans and get a win?
Well, listen, that's why we do what we do. I mean, you know, the games are obviously the fun part of this business. And so it was good to get out there. I think, you know, getting out in front of, you know, Raider Nation, the home crowd there at the Coliseum, it was a great environment for us to play in. I thought there was a lot of excitement in the stands. And, you know, so that was a good thing. And listen, you develop habits every time you go out there, and winning's a habit. And that's one of the things that we're trying to focus on with this team, because we want to develop that that habit.
What did you see on film from Jennings and Murray on that running break?
Well, you know, I think Rashad Jennings did a nice job as far as running with, you know, with some power, running behind his pads. He did a nice job on a, you know, in the short yardage situation. So I thought that was good to see. You know, Latavius Murray had a couple good runs. A couple of them got called back because of penalties. But, you know, one run down the sideline, he ended up being able to, you know, lower his shoulder and finish off the run pretty good. So, you know, I saw some good things. But, again, he wasn't out here today. So, you know, being available and being accountable are two things that we got to make sure that we're able to be.
Maybe they weren't flashy, but were there guys after you reviewed the tape that you're like, oh, this guy had a really solid preseason performance?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought overall I was pleased with the performance. I wouldn't say that, you know, we all got a lot of work to do. And so I don't want to get too high, you know, on anybody. I don't want to get too low on anybody. That was the first preseason game. It was our first opportunity to get out there and play against somebody else. So, you know, I really don't want to get into, you know, who had a great game, who didn't have a great game. You know, I want these guys focused on how they can get better on a daily basis.
You said you were looking forward to seeing Barron play because he did so well in practice. How did he do in the game?
Well, I think he had his moments, you know, both good and bad. You know, so, and again, that was the first game he's played in a while. So it was good experience for him to get back out there, get in the flow of playing in a real live football game. And, you know, I'm hoping that he's going to put, you know, take another step forward this week.
Looking forward for Coach. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.